Good morning, good evening, and good day. This is the intro podcast, or even channel trailer, for the PolyTools Creator Spotlight podcast. This one started on the main PolyInnovator channel, but I realized very quickly that the PolyTools ecosystem of content, whether they are the reviews or the interviews, needed to be its own separate thing. And given all the amazing interviews we've had on the channel so far, I realized it also needed to be a podcast. And so while I won't be posting much in the way of any kind of solo content on this feed, maybe every once in a while, I'm definitely not doing the reviews on here because those are very visual heavy, but all of the interviews that I'll be doing will be going through this audio feed so you can learn from these amazing content creators in so many different niches. PolyTools is a website directory of all the great, fantastic tools I've come across over the years, whether it's social media marketing tools, knowledge management tools, or in this case, content repurposing. And so as your in-house polymathic content creator, I wanted to create a directory of tools for you to follow and be able to find the perfect tool for you. And so the YouTube channel and this podcast are essentially tools for you to learn how to be a better content creator and repurposer. One thing I really wanted to focus on with these interviews is to figure out how different content creators approach the same situation differently. For example, some of the few things that we had learned just from the first dozen episodes is this idea of the shotgun method versus the sniper method. And so some people really want to go really optimize posts. This goes for shorts, long form, and even live streams too, where they highly optimize the experience and try to make it super focused, and basically narrow down like a sniper. And so they do maybe one post a week, but they're really optimized and well-made posts. Versus the shotgun method, which is something I more prefer a lot of the time, where I just throw everything I can to the wall and see what sticks. And by doing that, you get a lot more data just to pull from in that more wide-ranging approach. Another lesson is the two trifectas, if you will. There is the trifecta of what kind of pillar content there is, such as written, audio, and video, which is why I made this podcast, because I already had the written as a newsletter. And then on top of that, the video channel for this PolyTools ecosystem. And so I realized I definitely need to make sure I'm following the same strategies that I'm talking about, and I wanted to make a podcast about it. And so that's one thing here. So the three different content types, that's one trifecta. The other trifecta is the content length, if you will, or the type of content you make, short form, long form, and live. And so with both trifectas, you usually have one anchor pillar or anchor part of the triangle. This usually means, okay, I started out with doing blogging, for example. So written is my anchor. It's what I naturally more gravitate towards. Now, you're not always going to find your content pillar type anchor right off the bat. You might start with a YouTube channel, but realize you don't like being on camera and you're much better at doing a podcast. Or maybe you realize, like me, you're better at writing. And so even if you start out with one, you need to try all three to figure out which kind of content you like to make. And then from there, there's the other trifecta, short, long, and live. Some creators start their journey on Vine or TikTok, and so they're very much used to this short form content and have to learn how to do long form content. Sometimes they go the live streaming route, especially if they're more gaming or Twitch focused. But for the most part, I see it's like short to long than live. They realize that, oh, I can make my content a lot easier if I just do live streams. That's one methodology, for example. The other thing is I started out long. So I started doing long form blog posts and in long form videos and relatively long form podcasts as well. And then I started doing shorts when I joined TikTok. I was on Vine back in the day, but I'm not going to count that. Point is, this trifecta is a lesson that we really developed over the course of these interviews. And there's a ton more planned for this series for you to listen to. I'm going to try to post once a week, usually in towards the later end of the week. And you can learn from an amazing creator, whether they are a game streamer on Twitch or in YouTube, or they are a YouTuber teaching about YouTube or podcasting, or maybe they're a creator in the sense of a keynote or something like that. There'll be so many different types of creators to learn from that I'm sure you'll learn something. All right. Thank you. Go check out the PolyTools website and the YouTube channel. And I hope you enjoy this podcast.